I'm Bob Boylan from NPR Music and Tiny Desk Concerts, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley, and it's great to be back with you after a brief hiatus while preparing for and taking part in WCBE's spring fundraiser with my 90.5 colleagues. Heartfelt thanks to each and every one of you who made a contribution before, during, and after the drive. You're making what you hear from WCBE possible, even podcasts like Music Journeys, too. Speaking of this podcast, some exciting things ahead before we get to Bob Boylan. Two tremendously talented musicians generously gave me some interview time. Catherine Paul, also known as Black Belt Eagle Scout, will be a featured guest here soon. I also had a conversation with Sasami. So look for those podcast editions soon. We'll also resume the What's Catching My Ear segment next time, so we can get right to our featured guest. Bob Boylan has quite a passion for music and helped kickstart not one, but two important platforms for musicians. The fifth edition of NPR Music's Tiny Desk Contest wraps up this weekend. Entries must be submitted by Sunday night at 11:59, with a winner announced in mid-May. Over the first 4 years, the contest received more than 22,000 entries from artists and bands across all 50 states. But there would be no contest without the Tiny Desk Concert Series, created by Bob Boylan in 2008. He explains his love of music, the origin of the Tiny Desk Concert Series, what makes a good submission for the Tiny Desk Contest, and he indulges me in the Fast Five. You'd be surprised how hard it is to get a workout song from Boylan, but we did. Anyway, Bob Boylan, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
I'm Bob Boylan from NPR Music, and this is my music journey.
You'll be the first to spin your story. I'll be the last to let you go. Tell me you'll always go before me, out of our solemn grave. Tell me the season's almost over. I can't wait.
Singer-songwriter Laura Gibson performed the first Tiny Desk concert in 2008. That year, Boylan and his NPR Music colleague Stephen Thompson saw Gibson perform at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin.
She was singing in a club with not a very good sound system, and also it was March Madness, and the people at the bar were watching basketball, and we just couldn't hear her. And when she came off stage, I said to her, you know, why don't you just come do a concert for us in our office? And he meant it, obviously, in the moment as a joke. And 11 years ago, almost to this day, Gibson called up, said, I'm coming. And she did. And I recorded her sitting at my chair at my desk. And I edited it and we posted it and people flipped.
They say that love can bring you back, to life. Da 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 da.
look, we play a lot of music, and I try to turn people on to music that touches my heart, and it's hard to know how that conveys. I have some quirky taste. Steven has some quirky taste, and I just expected people to like it. It was just something fun to do. But the reaction was not just that. And it made me think, like, okay, what's going on here? Why are we getting this much reaction from a video? And it was became obvious that it was the fact that it was stripped of all of the usual things that you see in a video. Nice lighting. It didn't have that. It had, you know, direct sunlight, but not very evenly lit. Laura was a bit uncomfortable behind my desk and singing in literally in our office to the people in our office. So there was a discomfort factor that made it a challenge. And I think for the user, listener, whatever viewer, I think that made it intriguing. No reverb on her voice, no effects, stripped of everything. And that's what made it fresh.
Since Gibson's session, there have been 800-plus performances. It's almost easier to say who hasn't performed at the Tiny Desk, but it's provided a stage for artists across all genres, from Adele to actor and banjo player Steve Martin to Khalid.
They send me your location, let's focus on communicating, cause I just need the time and place to come through. No, send me your location, let's find the vibrations, I don't need nothing else but you.
Among the most special Tiny Desk performances for Boylan, a 2014 session with Yusuf, who came to fame as Cat Stevens.
He was the quiet side of music that started to come around after loud psychedelic rock had informed my life for a long time, and it was kind of nice and refreshing to hear someone and his voice in a guitar, and then to hear that at the desk. And also, he did a song called Father and Son that I connected with long before I ever had a son. And the day that he came, I don't usually do this for artists, but it was one of the rare times I asked if he'd sing that song. And he sang it, and it brought a tear to my eyes. It was many tears to my eyes, because now I had a son. And standing next to me as he sang that song was his son. And it was a potent moment for me.
I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? 'Cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Tiny Desk, we have a microphone that is such that you can actually, it's below the chin, so you see the whole face when people are singing. Those facial expressions are important. They're part of the human expression that happens. You know, the people who are in the room, the audience, which are mostly NPR employees and or their friends that are in that room at the time, they get a rare moment to hear a voice that is not amplified in any way. We do not amplify the voices in my office. And so everybody plays at a level that's quieter than the singer can sing. And that makes for something that people just don't get to hear anymore. Everything's through some big, powerful speaker or their TV or some movie. So it's a different experience, and it's a nice way to experience music.
In 2015, NPR Music wanted to open up that experience to unsigned bands and musicians and started the Tiny Desk Contest.
Good Lord, we travel, and we travel, trying to find.
Fantastic Negrito won the inaugural competition with this entry. Since then, he's won 2 Grammy Awards. Subsequent Tiny Desk contest winners, Galen Lee, Tank and the Bangas, and Naya Izumi have all built passionate fan bases. A twist to this year's contest involved opening it up to artists 18 years and older instead of 21 and over. For Boylan, singularity makes a good submission.
I like to see an artist do something that nobody else can do except that artist. That's a hard achievement, but you can do it in small ways. You can maybe play guitar quite differently or rhythmically or something than different than anyone else, or maybe you sing, or maybe you write words in ways people don't normally write words. But I love to see something and be surprised by someone making music that I had not quite ever heard before.
Boylan has always been fascinated by music, even recording his own songs. In fact, the Tiny Desk concert name comes from his late 70s band, Tiny Desk Unit. His friend and guitar player Michael Barron still play music today, an album per year, actually. Earlier this year, Danger Painters released its 13th collection of songs.
I'm very much into sound and texture. I'm not skilled at playing guitar, but I could make the sorts of sound with guitars and electronics that please my ears, that find the space between, let's say, the singer and the drummer that, you know, glues those things together. And that's, as a musician, the sort of thing that I go for. And it's also the adventure that I find in music. I mean, it's certainly great to hear stories and words and so forth, but the actual music itself, the textures, the harmonies, the rhythms, the pulses, all that stuff is the stuff that excites me in listening to music. And if anyone can do it in ways that I hadn't heard before, that sort of thrills me, and that will often get them invited to do a Tiny Desk concert. The All Songs Considered host also spent 18 years directing All Things Considered, choosing the music within the show, even producing music stories for the program. But seeing the growth of the Tiny Desk concert series and its companion competition for lesser-known artists means more. When I started playing music, I kind of wished that I would have become known for the music I made. Now, though, I have this opportunity to offer a platform to these artists to change their lives. And in so many ways, that is so much more rewarding than the other dream might have been, be it the Tiny Desk concert series or the contest. Being able to offer that platform to a budding artist and truly changing the size of the audience that comes and sees them is so heartwarming and so rewarding. I couldn't have asked for anything more. And I'll continue to make music, and music that, you know, 12 people might hear. I don't care. The act of making music is my favorite part of making music, and especially since I have this other thing that gives me so much reward and pleasure, and I can share that with the world.
Tonight, Boylan will be in Nelsonville to introduce Tank and the Bangas for the band's performance at Stewart's Opera House. And a reminder that Tiny Desk contest entries must be submitted by 11:59 Sunday night. Get going. More information can be found right here at WCBE.org. And one more bit of fun with Boylan before we say goodbye. He was gracious to take part in the Fast Five. Here we go. Okay, the first song you can remember hearing that you loved.
Maybe Traveling Man by Ricky Nelson.
Oh, my sweet Fräulein down in Berlin town, makes my heart start to yearn. And my China doll down in old Hong Kong waits for my return. Pretty Polynesian baby over the sea, I remember the night when we walked in the sand of Waikiki and I held you oh so tight.
Song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
I don't know why, I'll just say this, but today I listened to a tiny bit of Heroes by David Bowie, and there's something about that opening chord that really does it for me.
Okay, your go-to song for dancing, or a song that you hear and you just can't sit still when you hear it?
I'd say anything by King Sunny Ade. African music and the beats in that juju music is unlike anything else.
Great. The song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you to do something.
There is no song that makes me want to work out.
Okay, Bob, we're taking the tiny desk away, but if you do 10 push-ups, you got it for another 10 years. What's the song that's going to help you do 10 push-ups?
I'd say I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones.
The song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Why are these so hard?
Because there's so many great songs.
I know. I'll say We Can Work It Out by the Beatles.
Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime, so I will ask you once again. Try
try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
My thanks to Bob Boylan for his time, his love of music, and for seizing the moment and following through on this idea to bring musicians to play right in front of his desk. How fortunate we are as music fans to share in that experience. Thank you for listening to the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.